lists a little bit easier. A lot of people talk about manifestation as it's this kind of ethereal concept, but really, like Colleen said, manifestation's an action. And so while it's good to have the intentions and to state your intentions of the things that you want to manifest, how do you actually make those things come into fruition? How do you make the daily choices, the weekly choices, the monthly choices to make those things come into fruition? And how do you know that you're doing those from the place of your highest frequencies, your highest vibrations, your highest consciousness, as opposed to making conscious choices and conscious decisions, taking conscious actions and coming up with conscious solutions? So that's what we're going to be talking a lot about in this class, is conscious action through inner guidance. So the first class is conscious intention through inner guidance. This class of conscious action through inner guidance. Where a lot of us are at in this time frame is we have these intentions that we've set that we want, but we're in the messy middle. And I'm going to read, you guys that were in the class heard this, but I can't really say it better than her. But Janine Blackwell is a lady that we have been studying with.
Robin?
Yeah.
Sherry's having trouble hearing.
Oh, okay. Is that better, Sherry? Okay. Thank you. So a lot of us, whether we're in this journey for professional or personal reasons, we're in the messy middle, is what she calls it. And let's see if the PowerPoint mom, you had a good quote about this.
Mm-hmm.
The middle is messy, but it's also where the magic happens. True, it's how, what decisions do I make next? Things can feel so clear in one day and so convoluted in the next day. And as a gal in our journey workshop shared, she actually had a really good analogy for it. It was actually in her journey, and it showed her in a river tributary, and there's all of these different options that you have, and every option is there. You can take whichever one, but how do you know which one leads you to the ocean, leads you to your divine purpose, your conscious intentions, and the manifestation of your conscious intentions? So let me read Janine's, I think it's a poem, I don't know. It starts with, I have an idea, and you think, they're going to love this. Ugh, what if they don't love this? This is going to take no time at all. This is taking forever. Maybe I should change the idea. No, wait, it was a great idea. Stick with it. I think this is too much. Oh, but what if it's not enough? This is so much fun. I should do this more often. Ugh, this is so much work. I'm never doing it again. This is going to be a game changer. This is a colossal waste of time. This is so inspiring. This is so exhausting. So I think it's just a perfect summary of where a lot of us can get trapped in, and how do we get out of that? Or sometimes the messy middle can be long, and there's nothing that we can do about that. So how do we react while we're in the messy middle in the way that we would hope we would want to react? And how do you know where your next step is and which choice you should make and how to make your conscious actions to still manifest the conscious intentions that you set at the beginning of that? And a lot of times things change and we have to be flexible. And it's still the same thing. How do we navigate all of that? So that's what we're really going to be discussing in this class. How do we manifest what we set out to do, what our intentions are, while living consciously, choosing consciously, and being flexible in the middle and coming out the other side. So I think, Colleen, do you have anything that you would like to add to that?
No, I think it sounds great.
Okay. And I'm not super familiar with your PowerPoint, so I don't know. I think you're kind of up, right?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, but so go ahead and go to the next
I'm
slide.
Let you control it.
Okay, that'd be great.
Yeah, if I don't. So let me end screen share. Sorry, guys.
So am I going to pull up my own or? Oh, okay. Hold on then.
Like we said, we're usually in the same room and it's been a busy kind of day. So.
Okay.
So the other thing, you know, Colleen will be, you'll cover the graph, right, Mom?
Yes.
Okay.
I just have to figure out how to get to slideshow. There we go. Okay. So, but I didn't do screen share, right?
No, you haven't yet.
Okay. Oh, that's a different one.
There, the green button.
Okay, hold on. I have too many windows open. And share. And this one, I think. Okay, so do you have my screen then?
Yes, but you're not in.
There I am. There you go. Okay. And is that little bar from there that is. Never mind.
I think that's nice. That'll be good to see it.
Okay. So what we're going to be working with and the Reiki skills in the overall, we're going to dive deeper into your Reiki journeying and developing greater skills in that. Again, we want to work with doing journeys for yourself. We want you to become more skilled with your listening and your inner intuition with your journeys. And also be able to adapt your journeying into a journey on the fly so that you can access your inner guidance, you know, really in a very quick moment. But as we know, you know, lengths of time in that journey state are really beneficial. So it's not trying to take away the length of time, but it is just trying to give you access for your busy life. So the other skill that we're going to continue working with is automatic writing. And I'll explain a little bit more about that in a few minutes. I think most of you are pretty familiar with it. And automatic writing is when you just put your pen to paper and let it channel through without evaluating what you're writing. So we use the automatic writing skills a lot in the journeys. And one of the things that we really found made a huge difference for people in our last class was teaching how to do automatic writing when you are doing distance Reiki for others, because it gives you an easy method of journeying for others using the automatic writing as your channeling tool. So again, we'll be working with a deeper understanding of your intuition, deeper listening skills. Whoops, I didn't mean to do that yet. So one of the listening skills that I want to develop and go deeper with you on is this idea that you are, when so often in these spiritual studies, people try to, you know, tell you to only look at your heart. But your head really needs to have a voice. Your logical mind, your analytical mind also needs a voice equally to your intuition, to your imagination, particularly when you're a manifestation. And so we're going to be working in a deeper way with your listening skills to both your head and your heart. Kind of like, what does your heart have to say about what your head says? And what does your head have to say about what your heart says? Maybe I said that twice. You know what I mean. What does your heart have to say about what your head? And what does your head have to say about your heart? So some of the new skills we're going to be working with in particular is discernment. Because we're going to talk about the multiple things that most of us think about. There are categories of things that, you know, are pretty common that we all think about. And how do we determine our priorities? Like, what are we working on when? So for instance, you know, are you focused on your relationships right now? Are you focused on your job? Are you focused on your home? I think, Sherry, you just said you're going to be focusing on your home. And so there's all kinds of areas in our life that we manifest, but we need to decide how to determine our focus. We also need flexibility, and we need the discernment to understand when we're being flexible and when we're being distracted, because often we're being distracted when we think we're being flexible. We're going to talk about discovering the one thing. So again, so often we have all different categories we're working in. And so you may have one thing that you are focused on, one next step that you are focused on in a variety of categories. And when you can specifically understand that, it organizes it all for you. And it organizes your priorities, and it organizes your focus. So the next thing that we're going to be working with is called the focusing question, and I'm going to get to that in a minute. Hold on. Okay. So the other thing, again, that we want to talk about, and we have been talking about, is how you can apply your Reiki skills and manifest your next step, your action through your inner guidance. So here's an example that we did, and we took this from a book called The One Thing, and that book has been really helpful for me. I'm pretty ADD, and I'm also a circular thinker, and so sometimes getting things into an organized, linear train of thought can be a challenge for me. And this was really helpful to understand that in any given day, my focus might be on any one of these categories. So I might be on my spiritual life, which for me is a pretty heavy focus in my life. Might be my physical health, and I'm blessed right now that I have really great physical health. So it could be my personal life or my key relationships. I might be focused on my business or my finances or my job. So depending on which category I happen to be focusing on in the moment, and this is particularly because I am self-employed and I also work at home, so I can move into distraction really easy from, you know, one of these categories into another, also because I have really my own structure to contend with in my life. So here's the focusing question right in the center. What's the one thing I can do such by doing it, everything else will be easier and unnecessary? So when you ask yourself that question, you may use that same question for any one of these categories. Sometimes you may think that your focus, for instance, might be on your business. And you may find out that in truth, your focus ends up in your key relationships that day. Or, for instance, my granddaughter has been having a really rough time. And, you know, my focus has been on this work and getting this put together. And suddenly, you know, I need to stop doing what I'm doing and go spend time with her. And so I think about this question, what's the one thing I can do? Such by doing it, everything else will be easier and necessary. And I can place it into the category I happen to be focused on, and it helps me clarify my priorities. So we're going to be working with this graph throughout, not just this graph, but these ideas throughout the class. And we'll be focusing on getting from the broad question and the answers to your broad questions, and also then getting the answers to your specific questions. Like if you have a broad intention or you have you know, a goal that you're trying to manifest, going into what's the one thing you can do such that by doing it, everything else gets easier and necessary about that goal. Some days it might be, what can I do today? And another time it might be, what can I do this month? Another time it might be, what can I do this year? Or what can I do to prepare for 5 years from now? Or 10 years from now? So you consider that idea, that sometimes you're applying it to the big picture, and then sometimes it's, what can I do in the next hour? The one thing I can do such by doing it, everything else will be easier or necessary.
I'd like to add to this too, because I actually ended up rephrasing this question and it's been really helpful for me. What's the one thing that I can do that relieves the most amount of stress? And it's the same question. It's just that for some reason my brain really gravitates towards that. And it's been super helpful. And what's interesting is that, because I'm actually the opposite of Colleen. I think very linear, you know what I mean? And so lists and things like that aren't ever my issue. And what has come from that, though, what I found so helpful with doing this from more of a divine place is that sometimes the answers are unexpected. Like this last class that we did, the journey for this, for these answers, my answer, even though I'm asking for business questions and other things like that, my answer were actually get some things at home in order, some paperwork stuff, some stuff that I just, that needed to be done, that has been hanging over my head. The message was, by doing this, you are allowing yourself freedom to not have to think about that anymore, to not have those things take up that brain space. So it's, we have our heads that answer these questions, but when we also go into our heart to answer these questions, a lot of times it really helps prioritize for us. And what I like about, I lost my train of thought, so I'll just leave it there. Sorry.
That's all right. Great. Thank you. Okay. So when we think about the term conscious action through inner guidance. Conscious action takes place in the physical world. Inner guidance takes place in your consciousness. So what we're really doing is working with your consciousness for your physical world. And we're going to do that through the journey techniques. Finding the answers to your questions. Again, sometimes they're big and sometimes they're small. In this case, we're focusing the intentions of the journey around your next step and manifesting, but these same skills and techniques you can use to answer any of your questions. And so, again, what even though we have a specific intention that we're applying these skills to, what we're really trying to do is help you use Reiki to access your inner guidance for any questions that you have about anything and about any of the physical situations that are occurring in your life. Ah, I'm glad this one's here. Robin, this is the one I couldn't get the blue to come up, but this works. So we started talking about this with you guys in the Next Step class, the Discover Next Step class, and some of you weren't there for that. So I want to bring this awareness in again. So when you are a Reiki practitioner, and in my case, where we're about to go on a Reiki journey, and I am going to guide you. We'll be in lots of silence too, so you'll be in your own inner guidance. But I'll be guiding you to certain places. Typically, in any kind of a Reiki session, two things are happening. You're helping people to let go of what is no longer serving them. And then you're also assisting in Reiki bringing in for them, revealing for them their higher consciousness, their higher self, and life force. So those are always going to be qualities that are showing up in these journeys. And I'm bringing it to your awareness so that you become more aware as you are a practitioner for all the different reasons you might be a practitioner or all the different styles that you might do your Reiki work. When you're working on this, you're letting go of something and you're bringing in the energy that does belong there. So that will be part of the journeys. And we're going to work more with these concepts so that gets really comfortable to you as we move forward in this class. And so I'm going to refresh your memory when we were teaching you how to journey for others. Those were the things that we had you ask each other in your interview, is what do you want to let go of and what do you want to bring in? As a practitioner, there are often a lot of words spoken in between those two questions. Sometimes it is that point blank, like, well, what do you want to let go of today? And what would you like to bring into your life today? So these journeys are still going to focus on that. I think a whole lot of you were at the gratitude ceremony at the last Reiki circle. And if you really think about the elements of that ceremony, it still had the letting go and the bringing in it. So we'll just talk about that as we go over the course of time. And I've talked about this already. I think it's really important to realize that we are using Reiki, and particularly in this course, for manifestation involves both your head and your heart, and they both need an equal voice. So your logical mind gets to have a voice. I had a session with a client that I was shown like the body, and I wanted to look for an image that of chakras, but it was showing a body and the chakra system, both the front and the back. And it was looked like this big oval table. And it was showing how in this session, this particular person was really good at listening to particular chakras, but her logical voice had no voice. She had completely gone into, oh, I need to only be listening to my spiritual voice or only be listening to my heart. And so her logical mind came in and said, hey, I want a voice. I live here. And so it really showed me each of the chakras having a voice as if they were all sitting around a round table and sharing in what this person needed to be conscious of in listening to all parts of her. So it's really even a whole body listening. So here's an example of automatic writing, and a lot of you have already worked with this, and we did some of this in the Journey class. Rivka, I think you weren't able to be there, but most others have been doing this, and you've probably already experienced automatic writing anyway. What we did in this example, what I'm showing you here, this is what we called intention mapping. And many of you may know this as mind mapping. But we put the intention in the center, and this works really well for me because I'm not a linear thinker, and I was just able to scribble ideas and then put circles around them and scribble ideas off of those ideas and circle around them. And so this is one style of automatic writing. And here's another style. And this is just, again, putting pen to paper. It's a channeling technique and letting that pen write without any evaluation. I think it was someone in this group, or it was someone in the Journey group that talked about how she just keeps kind of circling around until her pen starts writing. So I thought that was a good idea too. Okay, so what we're going to do is we are going to head into a journey. And if any of you need a break before we do that, we'll have a minute, you can do that. But what we are going to do is at some point have you looking at this chart so you can do some automatic writing about where your priorities are in this moment. So you can either just, you know, listen, maybe I'll say the names of the categories in the journey. You can look at it on your computer or on your phone if you want. Some of you may have already printed this out and you could just scribble on it. That's what worked really well for me, is to have an actual printed copy that I could scribble all over. I like the scribbling automatic writing. That works really well for me. Okay. And then we're going to be asking, what's your one next step? So the journey then is going to take you, I'm going to do a guided journey that is, I'm going to do this real quick because I really like this quote right here of Deepak Chopra's. The dream begins in the same place where dreams come true. So we're going to be working with going to the place where the dream begins, and then in the same place where the dreams come true. Your divine nature and your human nature unified. I will be guiding you for a length of time in the journey. And then there will also be lengths of time when I'm inviting you to be in your own inner guidance and writing with your automatic writing. And just so you know, you'll have plenty of time to do that. So, you know, I'll probably leave us in silence for a good like 12 minutes in some of the sections. So you have plenty of time to listen and just let the pen do the writing and channel the answers. I think all of you are somewhat familiar with the style that, of these guided journeys. You've all been in classes where we've been doing them. I find that Holy Fire is inviting this technique in its own way that it is manifesting itself. We're really teaching this on the very first day, in the first morning. So, I'm excited that we have these energies that can help us do this work. Okay, so does anybody have any questions or any comments about anything that we've just talked about? Kim, yeah. There you go.
The one thing I can, boy, it's a feedback.